It's Monday in the octave of Easter. Welcome to today's Paschal Cast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. A liturgical octave is an eight-day period following and including the feast. Theologically speaking, an octave anticipates the eternal bliss of heaven, in which we will consider God in His glory. Think of it this way. God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh, the Sabbath, He rested. This cycle of seven repeats itself while the world endures. The eighth day is therefore beyond the cycle of seven. It symbolizes an eternal state, the perfect unending Sabbath of heaven. As a church during the octave, perceived as a single continuous day, we imitate the hosts of heaven in their abiding contemplation. In a way, the church suspends time so that we can rest within the mystery we have celebrated while contemplating it from different angles. Perhaps you have gone to a museum and seen a magnificent statue, let's say, for example, in Florence, Michelangelo's David. You glance at it a moment and then walk away, right? No, you spend some time. First, you look at it from this direction, then another direction. You walk around it to see it from different points of view. Considering our human weakness, a single day per year does not suffice to gather in the different dimensions of the mystery of a great feast. An octave allows us to reflect on the feast in different ways, at least for a little while. The custom of the Roman stations continues through this period after Easter until Sunday's observance of Low Sunday, also called the Sunday in Albis, referring to the white garments of the newly baptized. These days it's also called Divine Mercy Sunday. The Roman stations after Easter have connections with the Mass formularies, and their choice seems to have been a way to reintroduce the newly baptized to the Roman Christian churches and the saints who were important to the Romans themselves. Today, our station is the little chapel up on the Vatican Hill, St. Peter's Basilica. From Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. A reading from the Letter to the Hebrews. By faith we understand that the world was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear. An innumerable host of angels performs countless tasks in the ordering of creation. The angels are the instrumentalists. The things of creation are their instruments. Their service is the hymn of holy, holy, holy before the throne of God, a command performance for the King and Creator and author of the score. At His creation, man participated in the symphony, but original sin produced discord. The union of divinity with humanity in the person of Jesus Christ reunited the physical and spiritual, not just in man, but in all creation. The drama of human salvation introduced the redemption of the entire world. The incarnation reharmonized the symphony of creation. The world was created to be a sacrament. In other words, everything on earth was made to point to human realities. Science has stripped reality down to a barren rationalism. In so doing, it has blurred reality. Faith corrects our vision so that we can see the splendor and mystery and romance that is reality. A question. What invisible realities do I see with my eyes of faith today? Dear Lord, throughout the world you have placed signs that symbolize invisible realities, signs that point to you. Help me especially to recognize the realities behind the richness of the liturgy, all pointing to divine worship.